What is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Girl Gangs podcast. I'm Amber P. I don't have my lovely co-host with me today, Alexis Adams, just because y'all schedules. We said that sometimes we would have to do the solo pods here and there just to make sure we're not skipping a week. So we were at the Arnold last weekend, which was so much fun. Definitely everyone's hyped up, motivated for the season. We'll have our thoughts together on the Arnold, so we'll do a full on recap on that. But for today, I came up with the topic because this is kind of where I'm at right now. So signs, it's a good time to start prep. So one of the most popular episodes that we have is the prep before the prep. If you have not listened to that, especially if you are new to the competing world of bodybuilding, highly recommend that you listen to that. Basically, there are things that you need to do first before you actually start a prep. A lot of people think they can just decide they want to prep and immediately jump into it, and I do not agree with that whatsoever, because 9 times out of 10, most people aren't going to even have a sufficient amount of muscle needed, necessary to compete, unless say for some reason, even if you do have good muscle on you, you still need to just understand the lifestyle. There's a lot of adjustments, changes, and whatnot, so that's on that episode. But today, we're going to talk about signs. It's a good time to start prep. These aren't in any particular order. So the first thing is, do you have a period? I don't know why losing your period is some bizarre like badge of honor in the bodybuilding world. Just because you lose it doesn't mean that you're lean enough. And just because you kept it doesn't mean that you're not lean. As women, the way that our bodies are designed, periods are normal. So it does happen where if you've been in a contest prep for quite some time, you lose your period, all right? And once you start reversing, your goal is to, of course, get some body fat back on you. And if you have lost your period, you need to get your period back. So if you are trying to start prep and you never got your period back from the last time, 9 times out of 10, it's probably not a good idea to start prep. Now, I do understand these aren't blanket statements. There's always going to be exceptions to the rules. Like, I do understand that some people do just have irregular periods. So if you're someone who has just had irregular periods prior to bodybuilding, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the girlies that have always had regular periods. You did a prep, you lost your period, you're thinking about prepping again and wanting to get into it, and you still don't have a period. No, ma'am. No, not a good time. Next up, this is where I'm at, blood work. So I got my blood work done 2 weeks ago because ideally my plan was to start prep at the beginning of the year and I was going to do Charlotte Pro. However, y'all know life be life and sometimes it happens. It's okay. It's all right. We have to make sure life and home stress is handled because you can't prep properly with additional stressors. And so got my blood work done and we saw that I was deficient in some things. So therefore, my coach and I decided that right now is not the time for me to start prep. So I'm just going to continue to focus on a true health phase. Ideally, I wanted to step on stage this summer, in August. However, that would mean we would literally need to start prepping right now. And just the way that some things came back on my blood work, we don't want to do that. We want to start prep in a good place, right? So if you got your blood work and you saw that some things, you know, need to be improved, deficient in some areas, work on that stuff first, because the worst thing that you can do is start a prep and you're not in a good place with your blood work. Y'all, health is everything. And please understand that bodybuilding is not health. What we do is not healthy. I know to the outside world, they assume that we're healthy, but we're taking things, we're taking our training and doing things at a very extreme measure. So therefore, it gets to the point where it's not healthy. So starting a prep and your blood work's not in a good place is not good, because when you diet, the harder prep gets, the deeper you get, things are only going to downregulate more. So it's kind of like you don't want to start a prep if you're already at low calories, because if you're starting a prep at 1200 calories, well, guess what? That's already fairly low. Where are you going to go from there? Are you going to go all the way down to 1000 to 800 calories? Like, nah, you ain't trying to prep like that. So get your blood work, make sure everything's good there. If the blood work is looking good, you're feeling good, by all means, go ahead, hit it. Now, this next one is probably, again, this, not everything is going to be a blanket statement. There's always an exception to the rule, right? However, this is just for, I'm speaking more so for newer competitors, especially if you are someone who has to build the house from the ground up, meaning you got to build everything. So has it been at least 6 months since you've been off stage? If you are someone whose feedback was build everywhere, 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna keep it a buck, you probably need a full year off stage. And guess what? You, just depending on what the case is, you might need longer than that. A lot of people really underestimate the amount of muscle that is needed for a bikini. I'm speaking bikini because that's my division. I'm a bikini pro. That's what I compete in. And for someone who has built the muscle that's necessary, my training is very different now than what it was when I first started, just simply because I'm no longer at a phase where I gotta build the house from the ground up. I am now more so maintaining and kind of sculpting in very specific areas. So for someone like me, I don't have to take a long season off in regards to building. If I'm taking time off, it's because A, I want to, I'm mentally exhausted, I'm tired, whatever the case may be. But if you are a new athlete and it hasn't been at least 6 months since you've been off the stage, I'm a guarantee you probably still do not have enough muscle, because with the bikini criteria, y'all, you have to understand they are wanting fullness. And in order to get that fullness, you need muscle. Muscle, muscle, muscle is how you get to fullness. This is not a matter of, oh, peak week, how we carb up. No, 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 no. Look at it this way. If there is no muscle, there's nothing to fill out once peak week comes. You feel me? So you want to make sure that you have a sufficient amount of muscle, because that is how you're going to get that nice pop of the muscle bellies. And that is how you're going to get the fullness that is needed for the bikini criteria. Now, again, if you are someone who you've already got a pretty good amount of muscle, you're not building the house from the ground up, this does not apply to you. Next one. Did you truly have a good off season? And when I say, did you truly have a good off season? This is, again, going back to the girls that have to truly build. Did you put in work in the gym? Did you eat your food? Because here's the thing. If you're not eating, if you're not putting in the work, you're not going to grow. This is how this works. You need to eat. You need to train. The food is going to fill your muscles. You need to recover. That's how you build muscle. So you need to be honest with yourself and say, okay, did I really give this off season my 100%? I don't care if it was 6 months, a year and a half. If you weren't eating, training, resting, and recovering at least 80% of your off season, then was it a good off season? Next up, how's your rest and recovery? If you're not resting, if you're not recovering, you're not growing. That's just simply what it is. A lot of people like to underestimate that, especially for us women. A lot of times we are overworked and undernourished. We want to be superwoman, be out here doing all the things. I came to terms at the beginning of the year that I cannot do all the things. I can't do everything at one time. It is not helpful. It is exhausting, and nor is it serving me. So rest and recovery. You got to rest and recover. There's no other way. I mean, not even just for your body, just mentally and emotionally. You got to make sure that you are getting the rest and you're taking care of yourself. How's your relationship with food? Have you been binge eating? Are you not eating the appropriate amounts of food? Like, this is real. This is real. If you do not have a good relationship with food and you are dabbling with the idea of getting into prep, full stop, sis. No, because all that is going to do is cause you more problems later on down the road. Listen, you do not need to use bodybuilding and prepping as a way to quote unquote fix whatever the case it is that you've got going on. So if it is an eating disorder, disorder eating habits, but whatever the case may be, if you are struggling with any of those, no, now is not the time to prep. You need to handle that first and then circle back around and maybe consider prepping. Finances, because Lord knows, prep can cost an arm, a leg, a tooth, and some hairs, okay? Plan out your season right. This is key. If you live on the West Coast, you know, try to compete majority on the West Coast. If you live on the East Coast, same thing. I understand, like, now once you're a pro, it's a little bit different because, you know, the shows are kind of everywhere. But as an amateur, you know, a great way to be mindful with your finances is try to compete in your area. So that way you don't have high travel fees because, you know, let's face it, by the time you fly and then by the time you get your hotel, your show registration, your NPC card, suit, heels, hair, makeup, tanner, that's just a little bit of the stuff. That's just a little bit. It adds up really quickly. So you need to ask yourself, am I financially in a place to even start prepping right now? Because we're not going into debt over bodybuilding. Alexis and I say that all the time. You want to make sure all of that is handled. Life stressors. Stress mitigation is big. That is something that I have to have under control because I know my body and I know if I have any kind of stress going on, my body is just going to full stop. I can up the cardio, we could drop the calories, we can do all the things, but once I hit a specific stress, my body's like, nah, I can't, my body just won't, it will stop. So if you have any life stressors going on, maybe attend to those. And here's the thing, we are all different, right? I want to say this, just because someone else can push through and prep through something and maybe you can't, it doesn't make them stronger than you. It doesn't make you weaker or vice versa. We are all different and we all have different levels of stress. So everyone has a different stress threshold. That was hard. Everyone has a different threshold. So for instance, maybe there's something that I can handle and maybe you can't and vice versa. Again, we're all different people. So don't feel bad if it's a situation where you feel like, oh, well, I should be able to pull through. Well, no, like if you can't, you can't. It's okay. Pause, get it together and jump back on it later on. And last but not least, do you truly want to compete or do you feel like you have to for other reasons? You need to check your intentions. Do not utilize a bodybuilding prep to maybe, I don't know, take your mind off of something else because we can very well do that. Do not use competing as a way to make yourself feel relevant. You need to be competing for one simple fact, and it's just simply because you want to. Check your intentions. You don't want to be competing because you want to try to get into the best shape of your life. If you want to get into the best shape of your life, just do it because you need to understand once you get to the level of stage lean, you have gone past that, and it is not necessary to get stage lean if you just want to be fit. So check your intentions and understand your why. And I think sometimes people feel that their why has to be this big, grandiose thing. It doesn't. Mine isn't. I compete because I like it. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I love prep. I love the grind. I love the hustle. That's just simply what it is. So I hope that was helpful for y'all. Again, if you are a newer athlete, go back and listen to that episode. It's closer to the beginning, the prep before the prep. And then this will be also very beneficial signs. It's a good time to start prep, all right? So if you need posing, hit up Alexis. All of everything. Everything will be down below in the show notes. Hit her up for posing. She is taking lifestyle and wellness in bikini clients. You can hit me up for stage glam. I am taking on lifestyle and bikini clients as well. The show schedule is up. The season is off to the races, and we are so excited. So thank you so much, and we will chat with y'all next week.